encouraging you to carry the good news to your family, neighborhood, and the world. This is Footsteps from TWR. Here's your host, Andy Napier.
Dan Hatfield has a heart for sharing Christ with the First Nations people of Canada. He serves as CEO of Nations One, a ministry that builds radio towers to reach these remote Canadian communities. And Dan, we're talking about people who are living way out there, aren't we?
Well, these are really the most remote living people in the Americas. These are fly-in only communities. If you're a child that's born and raised in this community, you don't know of a world other than what's on TV outside of a 3-kilometer circle.
How many people live in a typical community that's in one of these remote areas?
Anywhere between probably 500 people to up to 3,000, depending on the community.
What do these communities look like?
They're tough. Most of them are dirt roads. There's a lot of trash everywhere. If a car breaks down, it's just left where it's at. The kids come along, they flip them over and light them on fire, so they just look like old bombed out cars all over the place. The homes in a lot of these communities are 2 or 3 families living in the same home, and we're talking about a home that's maybe 700 square feet at the most. I've literally been in homes in Garden Hill, Manitoba that have dirt floors in a place where it's 40 below.
What about drug abuse or alcohol?
Off the charts. You've got most of the parents on drugs, children that are neglected. Many of the children are just raised by the grandparents. And I'm making it sound like it's terrible, and in a way it is. And yet, these are really lovely people when you get to know them.
Lovely, remote people who need Jesus. To learn about the work of Nations One, go to twr.org/footsteps.
Footsteps is a production of TWR.